Only played here 6 weeks, 8 weeks, but I felt like I had been here my whole career, you know, just from the people and the organization and the players. So, you know, I wasn't here a long time, but I felt like it was, my time here was well spent and it was a good time.
See, the way you pitched, it was almost superhuman. Have you had a chance 5 years ago to kind of think about 11-2, 1.65 ERA, and how you put the team basically on your back to get to the playoffs?
No, I haven't had a chance to really think about it because everything happened so quick. You know, after that offseason, you know, I ended up signing here and, you know, everything happened, went to the World Series and all that stuff. So I feel like those 2 years kind of like running together for me. But, you know, it was a fun time. You know, I was healthy and felt good and was excited about being here and a chance to win, and that kind of just translated over to the field.
Did you ever get a chance to, I guess, maybe appreciate, for lack of a better term, just how hungry the market was for a winner that year? Now, what the Yankees were winning is kind of expected every year, but in 2008, this was a rough drought for the first time up to that point.
Yeah, it was, and like I said, it kind of reminded me of Cleveland. You know, we hadn't been to the playoffs in a long time, and 07, we got a chance to do it, and you know, I think that experience, you know, helped me, you know, down the stretch coming here and being able to talk to some of the younger guys. You know, it was Prince and Bronny at the time, and we were battling, we were fighting. You know, the last 2 weeks, you know, every game was a playoff game for us. So, you know, for us to even get in and against those odds, you know, our manager got fired, you know, 10 days, you know, left in the season. I mean, it was a tough time, but, you know, we battled through it and got a chance to get in the playoffs.
How difficult was it for you to leave CC?
It was tough. I mean, like I said, I had a great time here. And, you know, I have, you know, some of the guys that I played with on that team are still really close to me. So, you know, it was a tough decision, but, you know, I had to make the best decision for me and my family.
When you pitched on 3 days rest a bunch of times here, was there any hesitancy to do that as often as you did towards the end there?
No, because, like I said, I just want to win. And, you know, the organization, you know, got me here to come over here and try to help pitch them in the playoffs, and that's what I was here to do. So whether that was on 3 days rest or pitching out of the bullpen or whatever I had to do to try to help, you know, I was here to do that.
There have been trade rumors through, from what I remember, most of that first half of the season. But were you surprised at how far ahead of the deadline the deal went down and that you were in Milwaukee in early July?
Yeah, I was. I mean, you know, you hear all the trade rumors, and, you know, really all of June, you know, I heard a couple of different places that I was going, and, you know, I actually got a call from Dave Riske about a week before I got traded, and he was like, hey, they're making up jerseys for you to come here, and I was like, I don't know about Milwaukee. You know, I hadn't heard anything, and sure enough, a week later I was here, so... you know, that was kind of a tough time, you know, dealing with the trade rumors and all that stuff. And I was just happy it was over with, to be honest with you.
CC, along the lines of what Jorge was asking, what do you remember? You had a conversation with the manager insisting that you were going to pitch on 3 days rest. Is that accurate? You walked in because they were kind of hesitant about it and you were the one to convince them to do it?
Yeah, I mean, we were in Chicago and I think Sheets had just went down. His shoulder was barking and, you know, Yovani was coming off a knee surgery, so he wasn't ready to come back yet. And like I said, I was healthy. I was ready to go and wanted to, you know, have a chance to win. And, you know, I was pitching good, so I felt like it would, you know, it was a no-brainer for me to go on 3 days rest. And, you know, it just worked out.
CC, is that something you would do again in a similar situation or are those days in the past?
100%.
You would?
Yeah.
CC, have you ever felt on the mound the way you did for the two-month stretch right there?
I don't know if that good, but I mean, I feel like the second half of 09, I was pretty locked in. You know, I've had some, you know, 07, I felt like the whole year I was, you know, pretty good. So I've had some stretches where I felt like I've been pretty good, but, you know, I felt like every time I went out when I was here, I was going to win the game. And, you know, as a pitcher, you know, you kind of have some doubts a little bit about what's going to happen in the game. And, you know, I didn't have any when I was here. So that's why it was easy for me to take the ball on 3 days rest and, I guess go out and pitch.
Are you looking forward to picking up the bat here again? I know you liked hitting
here. I'm looking forward to picking up a bat anywhere. So getting a chance to hit here I think would be fun. But, yeah, I love interleague. I love hitting. So we've been taking BP for the past couple weeks, and I'm ready to go.
What sticks out to you the most from that run, whether it was your performance on the field or just the impact that you had on this organization in a short time?
I think just some of the guys that I got a chance to play with and meet here. you know, like I said, Mike Cameron, you know, Prince, Ricky, Billy Hall. These are some of, you know, guys that I still talk to, you know, to this day and are really close with. So I think, you know, being able to come in and play with those guys in this clubhouse and, you know, win and have fun, I think was the most, the thing that I remember the most, I guess.
You should have had a no-hitter.
Yeah, well.
I mean, that was obviously quite a stretch. I mean, you guys were beat up on winning games, but admittedly, do you feel like you kind of got jobbed in that game against Pittsburgh?
You know what? Honestly, I didn't even know I had only given up one hit until after the game. You know, Kendall was barking at somebody about, we got to get it changed, and I had no idea, to be honest with you. So, you know, not knowing, you know, it really didn't make a difference to me. So I was just happy we won the game.
Can you describe your emotions, how you feel just coming back to this ballpark, see Miller Park, being in this kind of environment again?
Driving up, it felt, you know, felt good coming here. And you know, I know my mom's here. She's excited. She was here, you know, with me that last month, you know, through that whole stretch. So, you know, it's exciting to be back. And, you know, I'm excited to get out there and pitch tomorrow.
What was the clinching game like? I mean, there was drama before, during, and then after the game as well.
Yeah, that's one of the games that, you know, I still remember that sticks out, I mean, obviously the most. I just remember, you know, Bronny hitting a home run, him coming up to me and saying, you know, if I get you a run right here, is the game over? And I was like, yeah, the game's over. And he went up and hit a homer. That was crazy, you know, and I think we felt like we were going to win. You know, at that point, no matter what the Mets did, if we would have had to go and play them the next day in New York, I think we would have won that game too.
Was there any chance you were coming back out from the ninth inning in that game?
No.
CC, how much does winning in 09 validate you leaving and heading to New York?
I mean, I think that's all a validation, you know, and I think, you know, pitching down the stretch in 08 and pitching on 3 days rest and, you know, pitching in those tight games, I think definitely helped me in 09. You know, we went with three starters in the playoffs in 09 and pitching on 3 days rest the whole time. So it was kind of, I was used to it, used to the routine and used to the way everything happened. So I definitely think my time here and experience here helped me in 09 to be able to go out and pitch and, you know, help us win the World Series.
CC, have you done anything since the last start that kind of makes you feel a little bit better about where you are?
Yeah, my bullpen was good. You know, I've been watching some film with Larry and Mac, and, you know, I think we're on the right track. You know, like I said, I feel good. I'm healthy. And it's just time for me to go out and make pitches.
So, were there any specific adjustments that you made or you focused on?
No. I mean, like I said, I mean, everybody's making a big deal out of my last game because it was bad, obviously. You know, coming off the heels of two games where I should have won. You know, makes it look even worse. So I'm not as panicked, I guess, as everybody else is, and trying to make changes and stuff. So it is what it is.
What do you make of this Brewers lineup that you'll be facing
tomorrow? It's a tough one. You know, obviously, you know, having Bron out is give me a little bit of relief. But I mean, you know, obviously they bang. You know, they got a good lineup top to bottom. You know, they got some speed in there. So. Hopefully I can keep the guys at the top of the lineup off the bases so I can concentrate on another lineup and make good pitches.